My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the undisputed star and just delightful personality of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And Elena, I have a trivia question for you.
What's that?
Name two players at the Masters this year.
I don't know. Is Phil Mickelson there?
He is, so you win. But I'll tell you what, nobody else who's covering this that's not a regular sports media outlet apparently understands that it's not just Tiger Woods.
And there's actually a golf game going on.
That too.
Has anything else happened this week? I would know. It's funny because I was thinking about poor Barack Obama signing a historic treaty with the Russians, and you know all these things that they're trying to accomplish, and nobody cares.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, yeah, you're right. There used to be a time when the idea of a Russian and an American leader even like being in the same room together was like wall-to-wall coverage, and now they can...
I would say it was like Tiger and his wife being in a room together.
Jeez.
to relate it to today. You know?
Yeah, she might actually be the only person not watching.
That's true. I wonder what she's... She might be off counting her money. I don't know.
She could be. I'll tell you who's also counting their money is CBS, because Tiger had a great start to the tournament, so they know he's going to be around for the weekend.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, you know, they're all struggling, so I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, the Capitol Steps are closely following the nuance of the swings and the putting and all the different strategy involved with the Masters in your song this week.
That's right, and it's very rare that you actually find a song with the person's name in the original song, so this was kind of a natural for us.
Yeah, kind of a no-brainer, and in case you couldn't tell...
We've been accused of that before.
And in case you couldn't tell, I was slightly being facetious about this song being about the mechanics of Tiger's golf swing. Here are the Capitol Steps with their look at the whole Tiger Woods saga.
Backing up out in the street, crashed my car and my image. For the first time by golf clubs, I got beat. TMZ keeps this story alive. It's the lie of the Tiger. Now I'm in the spotlight, beaten up by my wife. She's a fighter. Some say I'm a bad driver, but I had blurry sight, 'cause she smashed her fist right in the eye of a tiger.
Hey, Tiger buddy, how you doing?
Phil Mickelson.
Yeah. Hey, I was wondering if your wife would sell me her golf clubs. I mean, I'd pay anything for the clubs that could beat Tiger Woods. Oh! Yeah!
Hey, listen, weren't you worried that you'd get some of those girls pregnant?
Not to worry. I practice safe sex.
But what if you got a hole in one?
So many times I gave girls the hint, sports stars like to have some side holes. That girl was built like a fire hydrant, and you know how I like to hit those. This hat tie they call Tiger is the butt of your jokes, but my last mistress, they had to revive her. 'Cause when I'm on a new course, I take a lot of strokes.
Just hold still while I aim for the fly of the tiger.
Oh, Elena, something tells me that Tiger might end up in the Bill Clinton category. No matter what else they do in life, the bottom line is going to be something like this.
That might be true. And that's actually that's one of the few non-political songs on our new album, The Liberal Shop of Horrors. So
what a beautiful transition. I just got my copy this week. Tell our listeners more about it.
Did you? You must have got one of the first copies.
Well.
Because it just came out on Tuesday, Liberal Shop of Horrors. It looks back at the last year and, you know, mostly political, whether it's Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Sarah Palin. But, you know, there's the occasional Tiger Woods song on there, too.
Well, exactly. But, of course, you know, we love you for your political parody. It's perfect.
Why, thank you. Thank you.
So, Liberal Shop of Horrors, we're going to be looking at selections from the brand new CD for weeks to come here, and some that you may have heard before, but some new ones as well. And, of course, I know we'll always be on top of all the latest developments thanks to you guys.
All right. Well, I'm going to go off to rhyme Justice Stevens with something.
Very good. Elena, thanks for your time.
Okay, thanks.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them and pick up their brand new CD, Liberal Shop of Horrors, online at capsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America.